Hi, I'm Jack R. Johnson, and this is Hidden History. This Monday, August 9th, marks the 65th anniversary of the dropping of a nuclear bomb on Nagasaki, Japan, on August 9th, 1945. The Nagasaki mission and the Hiroshima mission were both so secret that the pilots were given cyanide pills so that if they should happen to fall into enemy hands, they could kill themselves before giving out any vital information. The following is the voice of Kanuko Leske. Although less than a mile from the epicenter, she survived the Hiroshima bombing because she was working at the time in a hospital whose thick cement walls protected her from the initial blast but could not protect her from the radiation sickness that later plagued the rest of her life.
At the backyard, we had a big pool in case of fire. We always had water in a pool. Then, all of a sudden, all at once, fire started all over. Orange flame reached to cover the sky, cover the earth. Everybody jumping into the pool, one after other. And time I got there, bottom people was drowning, top people trying to get in. And I was so hot, I wanted to get some water.
Kanuko died on November 3, 2004, succumbing to small cell lung cancer, no doubt caused by her massive exposure to radiation. Here's her husband, Dave, on their continued mission.
And when she passed away, I thought, well, I must keep on going and keep her message of nuclear disarmament and peace. It's been 18 months since Kanuko passed away, and it seems like yesterday, and I shall always miss her.
This is Jack R. Johnson for Hidden Histories.